Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You might be listening on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And wherever you're tuning in from, thank you for being with me, being with us today on the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. And if you're in Vancouver, bundle up. It is cold out there and it is snowing just ever so slightly. So be aware of that if you're out and about. So today on the show, we have Sherry Edwards. Sherry Edwards actually pioneered and advanced the foundational theories of human bioacoustic vocal profiling and bioacoustic biology. So we'll be talking about vocal profiling today on the show. Her techniques have been recognized and incorporated by many healthcare researchers as they attempt to enhance our present healthcare system using biometric-based modalities. So I'm going to bring Sherry up on the air right now. Hi, Sherry.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being with us.
I love to share this with people.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really, I have your bio here, and I've been reading about it, and I've seen your DVD, and I've looked at your website. But for the listeners, what is vocal profiling and sound presentation?
Well, a lot of people probably have already heard of it, but they don't realize it. For instance, scientists look at whale calls and dolphin whistles, bird whistles, frog croaks, and they can tell if a population of birds is ill or is this a mating call, is this kind of call, from the sounds, the frequencies inside the actual vocal print. And humans are interested in this from the perspective of looking at a young man going through puberty and his voice changes in response to those hormones. So they're aware of it, but they're not really aware of what's going on. You can go into a room and say hello to 10 people, and you can probably judge their mood from their hellos back to you, their responses. So we just broke the codes of what all of that means. There's actually a book out by somebody who says, okay, this cry means this from a baby, this cry means this, and they can tell from the frequencies of the cry what the baby is indicating. So we just picked up on that many years ago. My undergraduate degrees are in interpersonal communication, and I knew that communication was much more than the words. And so we've created a computer program, and we call it vocal profiling, and it's under the broad spectrum of bioacoustic biology.
Wonderful. Well, if you have a question for Sherry Edwards, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And you can find more information about this episode later at spiritualshow.com. So again, the number is 822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Feel free to give us a call if you have a question. So Sherry, one of the things that you're using this bioacoustics for is for healing. So how do you do that? You get someone's voice off the computer, and then you find out what's wrong with them based on the sound of their voice?
We can do that, but we can also do their intention and what's going on. You know, for your callers, we can do their vocal print right over the air if they'd like. We just did an evaluation of Obama's speech, I guess. He was on TV talking about the vaccinations. And the vaccinations he was talking about for the people was very different than when he was talking about vaccination for his own children. He's very worried physically and thinks he can't manage about vaccinations for his own children, but for the the general population, he thinks it's fine. And I think if he's going to be president of the people, that those two things should match. So we put out a paper about that because we were looking for vaccinations and why they were trying to mandate them and what we could do as the public. And I have two damaged grandchildren, and they were from vaccinations, and we took their vocal print and were able to show that, okay, this DPT shot caused this grandchild to be allergic to milk. So we took her off milk and all milk products, and the autism went away. Another one, the measles shot caused internal bleeding and epilepsy. So we were able to take the vocal print, which is one part of it, and then do sound presentation, which is give frequencies back to help the body reverse that disease. And we've done this with multiple sclerosis, with allergies, with ADD, with stroke, people who can't talk any longer, people who can't move parts of their body or limbs, arthritis. There's very few things we haven't tried. We run a big research center in Ohio. It's really in nowhere, Ohio, out in the middle of the country. But we needed it to be very quiet because we do a lot of research here. We just completed a big project for the Army on traumatic brain injury. So instead of sending the soldiers back to the hospital to get a spinal tap to see how badly they're hurt with these acoustic blasts, we can do it by taking a 30-second vocal print, and we can tell whether or not they should be sent back into battle. You know, I hate that part of it. I'd like to say none of them should be sent to battle because I don't particularly agree with the war. But based on some recent research, I understand that Canada has also changed its requirements about the flu shot. I just think the American government and health department here is just making a mountain out of a molehill, because from what we can see, this swine flu is not a big deal. But if people want a computer program that they can test themselves about the swine flu, we provide that.
So, Sherry, well, first of all, I want to clarify, so you're saying that today if someone wants to call 604-822-2487 right now on the air, you've got your computer running and you can test their voice right now?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, well, if you want to be step right up, folks, 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBCCITR. So when you say that you can check them out and see how they're doing as far as the H1N1 flu, what do you mean by that? You can tell if they have it. You can tell if they're going to be at risk to have complications. What is it that you can tell from their voice?
We can tell, have they been exposed? Now, from this little program and over the phone and all that, that's going to be hard. But if they want a free vocal print and not over the air, so it exposes them, they can also get a free vocal print by going to our website at Nutrasound, N-U-T-R-A, sounds, that's plural, Nutrasounds.com, and they'll do it free for them.
So do they call into a phone number, or do they mic up to their computer?
Well, once they go in and sign up, it's four little things. You know, here's my address, here's the best time to call, and what do you want done? Then that email comes to us. We call them back and say, this is what you need to do if you want to watch it. And they can watch it happen right on their computer, or they can just do it over the phone. But if they want, it needs to be not a cell phone, just a regular landline so we can get a really good print. But we can do it for them. We do nutrition, we do muscles, epilepsy, blood clotting, eye tracker, heart tracker, Alzheimer's, you know, there's about 30 different things that they can have looked at. And we do this for free because we're a nonprofit organization, and we want to show people that their voice really holds information about them. And if they want to download the program and do it for themselves, they can also do that. And no questions asked. The downloads are at NanoVoice, N-A-N-O, voice.org, nanovoice.org. Takes less than 5 minutes to download the program. They don't even ask you your email address. There's no commercials. This is truly just free. Although people find that really hard to believe, that this is a free thing. They think something's wrong with it. But really, we're just here to try to help and show people that they have options about their health. And if they want to do it for themselves, we want that. If they want to learn how to do it for their family and their community, we'll help them do that.
So, Sherry, when someone downloads this program, now is it just the information about, you know, this is what we're finding from your voice, or does it also include, because you mentioned that you find out the frequencies, what's based on the frequencies of the person's voice, you find out what's wrong with them, and then you can send back some kind of audio frequencies to balance that out?
No, we cannot send back audio frequencies.
Oh, okay. I'm misunderstanding then. What is it that you do to help balance them out?
Well, we do the vocal profiling. And let's say we do nutrition and we find out the person is not using their calcium. Then we can look at the chart and see if they have the other things that support their calcium. And then they take that to their wellness provider or their health food store and they get what they need by way of the nutrition that supports the use of calcium. It's not always sound. We use sound when it's something like a diet and they need help with neurotransmitters that you can't buy at the health food store. Or maybe it's a muscle. But we have practitioners in Canada and we need more because I think this is going to offer people an option for change. Because right now they don't have those options. Are you a Trekkie fan?
Star Trek?
Star Trek.
I've seen it.
sort of, kind of. Well, you know that little thing, that they call it a tricorder, and maybe one of the people broke their arm, they go bzz, 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 up and down their arm. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Your arm's healed.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not that fast, but we do have the frequencies that will set and heal a bone in absolutely record time, and that's available right now.
So when you say the frequencies, so it is like a sound frequency?
Yes, it's sort of like, kind of in the background. We know the language of the brain is frequency, so we give back the frequencies that the body needs, and the body heals itself from an internal perspective. But we could also do testing. So there's vocal profiling, and there is the sound presentation. For instance, there's this big updo about, is aspartame good for you? Some people say yes, some people say no. We can look at someone's voice and see if aspartame is a problem for them. We did a big project for Pepsi with Diet Pepsi about this. And some people, aspartame doesn't bother at all. So we can test products, we can test people, we can test whether or not your calcium's good or bad or whether or not your joint's going to go. We can look at things a couple years ahead of time, including cancers, whether or not someone is setting their body up for cancer. Their vitamin A goes very high, and their catalase, which is an enzyme found, a lot of it's found in apples, the juicy, wonderful stuff of new apples is full of catalase. And those are the two things that are in every chart of the person who's getting cancer. Well, I can't say every, because there was one exception. We had one case in here where the guy had a nest of worms in his bowel, and it turned cancerous.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was a little different. But we see people every week about migraines and arthritis and everything that the regular doctors can't do. And the regular doctors send people here, too. Can I talk about a famous case?
Sure. How about we, it's time to take a break now. So how about we save the famous case and we'll be back in just a moment with more synchronicity. We're talking today with Sherry Edwards and she is the founder of vocal profiling and the human bioacoustics technique. So we will talk with her more about this case and we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
Oh, my God!
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you so much for being with me. If you want to get more information about this show anytime, go to spiritualshow.com, and you can also email your questions to spiritualshow@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm spiritualshow there. And if you want to get on the air right now to ask a question or get a quick voice profile done on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we're back with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi. So you were going to tell me about a famous study that you had done, or a famous case.
This is the case of James Marshall, who played on Twin Peaks. He was a motorcycle guy. He's been in several movies, Gladiator, Cadence, I can't think of all of them. But he took a pill called Accutane. It's now been taken off the market because it was so dangerous. And it dissolved his large intestines. He was in the hospital for nearly 2 years. And they just told him to go home and die because there was nothing more they could do for him. He couldn't digest food. He couldn't eat. And he heard me on another radio show and called and said, can you help? They told me I'm going to die. I've got so much to do. I don't want to go yet. And we listened to his voice, and he couldn't afford any of the equipment, so we helped him with nutrition. And he used his guitar to feed himself the sounds, and it helped him get well. And he was so impressed with what was going on with that and how it helped him so much turn around from, you know, you're going to die in a few months. And he and his wife has opened a center in Los Angeles called the Life Light Center. And he has also helped us with the swine flu. We have computer programs that will tell you if you've been exposed and what the antidotes are that you could use for your particular voice. But he created a piece of music that has all of the antidotes for the swine flu: vitamin D, resveratrol, nanosilver, quercetin, all of the things that would help your body not get the flu. And it's on his website, because he's also a very good artist, and he does a lot of themes for radio shows, TV shows, movies. So it's music. Man, Jimmy, JIMMY.com. There's a big article coming out on him in the New York Times very soon because of the irresponsibility of what the drug companies did with Accutane and how they maimed and hurt so many people.
So Accutane, isn't that for wrinkles or something?
It's
vitamin
for
A?
It's for acne.
Oh, acne, okay.
But it was untested, just like the swine flu stuff is untested, and they're still giving it to people. And we're getting so much conflicting information. I had just had enough. So I sat down and I wrote these computer programs so we can look at people's voice and see if they're susceptible, and that would be the note of E. So anybody that downloads this little nano voice, they can talk into it and say, well, I want to know if I've been exposed to the flu. I heard about this on Marie's Synchronicity show, and blah, 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 whatever they want to say. And if they have a very high note of E score on this graph, and this is a totally usable computer program they can use right on their computer, It's not just talking about it. I mean, it is the program. And if they want to learn to use it more, there's a free class to show them even how to use it. There's a manual to show them how to use it. We want everybody to have those options to see if they're susceptible. Okay, let's look at vitamin A and catalase. Am I setting myself up for cancer? What do I need to do? We want people to have options for their health.
So, Sherry, when someone does this, now that it's free to get the vocal profiling done, but then, so what if it comes up with a problem so they can go and fix that nutritionally, or are they going to have to invest in getting the equipment to produce these sound waves?
Okay, two or three questions there. One, if we're doing something on people's diet and we've been very, very successful in looking at people's vocal print for losing weight, we know there's three neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. And you cannot buy any of that on your line or on your health food store or wherever. So we know that if we want to look at dopamine, that we need to look at the precursors to that, tyrosine, and there's tryptophan that's precursors to serotonin. So we go back and look at that. They can try to do it nutritionally, or we can send them to a local bioacoustic provider that will give them the sound, and they can sit there and listen. They can rent a tone box. They can buy a tone box. They can get the program and learn to do it for themselves and eat the right foods. I mean, there's many, many ways to go about this. The other one is genes. We just did one for another lady who had Crohn's disease, and they asked us to look at her inflammation and her nutrition. Now, this was a doctor referral. But what the computer came up with is this person has a problem with immune genetics. So we cannot buy a gene, so we had to give it to her by frequencies to help her body reverse the disease, go to that root level of the genetics. And that's what some of these more sophisticated research programs are capable of. Now, not this little one for the public, because we just can't let something that sophisticated go without training. But the little one, it's pretty self-explanatory. You push six buttons and you got your report, and the computer just prints it out. This sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
It does. I'm a little bit skeptical, I have to be honest. You know, there are a lot of scams out there, and I'm not saying that this is one of them, but it does sound somewhat good, too good to be true.
Well, look at that. You said you had watched Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease. But
yes.
Along with that, there's another half-hour short thing about all the doctors that have worked with us. And so it's out there. It is legitimate. And people are afraid because there's been so many scam artists out there. But somebody had to take a stand. We look at ourselves like Michael Moore. Somebody had to take a stand and do something. And so we have decided to provide this program to the public to get them started, to show that there's proof that the voice holds information about them. So it's our way of stepping out and saying something's got to be done, because our health system, I don't want to even call it a system because it's so broken down, but the insurance companies here, what the U.S. government's trying to force on people, they say shots are voluntary, but it's $100 or $1,000 fine a day if you don't get it. You know, that's ridiculous. It's time for the people to stand up and say, I've had enough, but they can't do that unless they have an option.
Sorry, Sherry, did you say people in the States are being fined $1,000 a day if they don't get a flu shot?
That's the law.
This is the first I've heard of that. I mean, I've heard of the possibility of it being mandatory, but I had never heard of that.
Well, New Jersey and New York both passed laws for mandatory flu shots, and I think it was New York, the one that was $1,000 a day. There's a really good site, vitaminlawyer.com, and they are fighting the government and filing lawsuits. And they have forced both New York and New Jersey to drop that mandate, but it was a law. I don't know if they ever carried it through. And here's another really selfish thing the U.S. government is doing.
Okay, I don't know if I really want to get into the conspiracies of the U.S. government, just because I mean, I know that there are a lot of issues that with all the governments in the world, and none of them are perfect, unfortunately. That's not really what this show is about, though. I really would like to kind of keep it as positive as possible, because that's kind of the mandate of this show, is feeling good, and I don't really want to continue going down that road. I'm sure we can all think of 101 things that we'd like to change about the governments in whatever country or state that we live in. But I'd like to focus more on this Soundhouse. So, Sherry, how did you discover this bioacoustic vocal profiling? How did it just come to you one day, or how did you figure it out?
From a very esoteric perspective, I hear sounds from people, and I didn't know other people didn't, and I was from a very early age, I could tell people's moods by listening to these sounds. I have something called synesthesia, which means that your senses interpret things in a different way than normal. So when people talk, I see colors from their mouth, and I've been tested by all kinds of government people and university. So I'm working at the speech and hearing department, and I was doing a paper on tinnitus for one of the professors, and just found out that hearing these sounds was unusual. So we had my ears tested, and I was hearing off the scale, way above normal humans, like dog whistles. So we started looking at what that was, and Johns Hopkins University verified that there is a sound coming out of people's ears called an otoacoustic emission. And this is what I was hearing, and it is a combination of the frequencies of the brain that really is balancing out the person. And as these sounds come out of the ear, the interruptions from other people's speech in the sound from the ear is what provides us meaning and how we get interpretation from speech. So I could do that naturally, and I probably could have made a lot of money and saying, okay, you have cancer, and here's how to get rid of your migraines, and blah, blah, blah. Just by pretending that that was some kind of psychic ability, but I knew that it could be looked at scientifically, so we started this research center. We did a lot of work with the National Institute of Health trying to figure out what this was, and we put it into a computer program for people, but nobody heard about it because I'm not a marketing person. I'm just a researcher, so we're just now starting this series of radio shows for people to know about these computer programs that they can use, or we can use with them or for them to promote better health, to promote better communication, to see who gets along with who. We just did a show last night about relationship compatibilities, so that people can have an easier and better life by knowing what's going to happen to them about their health and their communication, their personality, and those people around them.
So when people download the free software, can they find out relationship compatibility that way as well, or is it just very simple and basic?
Well, they can. Just by looking at two charts side by side, they could see the compatibilities, and we download to them charts that they can use. But if they want to take a class to learn to do it, that's free.
So what kind of information, say we did a vocal profile on my voice today, what kind of information would come up? I know that you can find out nutritionally, but I mean,
I don't know. You just want to see?
Sure.
Okay, let me set up the computer here, and you'll be talking for about maybe 2 minutes about anything that you'd like.
For 2 minutes straight?
Well, until I get 500 phonemes. But if it keeps doing the same thing, I'll turn it off. Maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, depends.
Okay.
You ready?
All right, well, it's time for another break, so let's take that break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more Synchronicity. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Ah, Rudy.
to Scenic Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with Sherry Edwards, and she's from vocalprofiling.com. She does vocal profiling to find out the health of your body and what's going on with you. So we're gonna try this out. I had a bit of I swallowed water the wrong way a second ago, so I don't know. Is that going to affect my voice?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay.
So you just start talking. I'll turn on the machine.
All right. Okay, here we go. Now I'm feeling the pressure to talk. So as I was coming into UBC today, I saw this poster. It says self-knowledge on it, and it's the Gnostic. It's a Gnostic group, and they're going to be doing a informational session, and it's starting Thursday, December 10th. Oh, that was yesterday. So that was the informational thing, but they've also got a course coming up. There's a 9-week course, The Power of Gnostic Practice, beginning.
Okay.
I just want to finish this. It's beginning Friday, January 15th, from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. So if you want to learn more about the Gnostic traditions, you can go to GnosticAwakenings.com/Vancouver or the GnosticMovement.com and check that out. And I may put a link to that up on my website. I'm going to check out their site first of all. So what did you discover, Sherry?
That you are, I'm still trying to print this in, M-A-R-I-E-S-I-A. I just want to save it so I can send it to you.
Okay, cool.
You are a multitasker. Your main thing is to think and plan and be ready for something. You need everything that you do to be useful to you personally. And that maybe it's because you were reading something there. But that note of F means that you like to plan things out. You like to see where things are going, and you're very good at doing it for other people and helping them find a plan that works for their life. Now, that was my interpretation. Let's see what the computer says. It's easy for you to find the fault in plans of others and help put them on the right road. You push yourself and others to finish the job. You love new ideas. That means you can set. You can have a project to work on. Let me put on my glasses. You have high ideals and expect the same of others. Your highest note is associated with the integration of appropriate perception and action. The ability to assess a situation quickly resides with this note. Your highest note is also associated with the expression of duty to work and accomplishment. The ability to see the flaws in a plan resides with this note. You can get satisfaction out of being able to help others and help find and correct their mistakes. Boy, that's in there three times. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. You sometimes help others to the detriment of yourself. You work well with others and are often put in a leadership position. You wish someone could understand you without demanding a lot of conversation. You do what you do for the benefit of all concerned, even if it stresses you personally. You can find what you need, so organization really isn't necessary, although you like it. Is any of that you?
Yeah, I think so. Most of it sounded pretty accurate. I'm curious though, like where does the health aspect come? I mean, that sounds like personality wise. Where does the health aspect come into play?
Okay, you have F is lower back, and kidneys. It's also serotonin, which is high in your case. Normal is 42, you're 100. You lack the notes of C-sharp, D, and D-sharp, and that deals with oxygenating tendons and ligaments and connective tissue, and it also lacks a little bit of digestive enzyme information here. But you were talking about, you weren't talking about nutrition or health. This is just a general information. If we wanted to do one specifically about your health, then we'd have you talk about that.
Oh, well, why is it that you need to be? My understanding is that it's the sound of your voice. So I'm curious why you need to specifically be talking about the subject that you're interested in learning about.
Well, for this one, it's topic specific. Now, if we did a WAV file on you, and people can do that on their own computers too, by downloading a free program called Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y, and they can take a frequency domain. This is time domain. It's quicker for the radio, but if we wanted to do something very specific, find out your liver function, we would have you do that with the frequency domain one. It's just the next step up. It's a little more complicated than what's going on. But your F and B are the major notes, and those deal with kidneys, circulation, a little bit about tendons and ligaments. Those are gone. Those numbers are not in your chart. But I'll send this to you right after the show on your email.
Interesting. Okay. So when you say the tendons and ligaments, so that means that I have a problem with the tendons and ligaments in my kidneys, or?
Well, the energy is gone. So if we looked at this and said, okay, tendons, ligaments, liver, let's talk to her about that and see what comes up then. So the kidney, the lower back, and the circulation is sort of overabundant, but the connective tissue and oxygenation to your connective tissue is missing. So that's energy that's too low.
Well, I'll tell you, I had my kidneys function tested, and I have excellent kidney health, but I will tell you that my joints and ligaments, I do have joint problems. So that sounds somewhat accurate.
Well, that energy's gone, so we would give you frequencies or music to sort of kick that in. There is a free video on our Nutrasounds.com, and it's called Good Vibrations. It's about a little girl, doctor referral, failure to thrive. And we were able to kick in her growth hormones using frequency. And she was on the border of being mentally retarded, and she just finished her junior year in college on the dean's list.
Amazing. So if you want to get your vocal profile, a quick sample done, just like I had done, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So I'm wondering now, we're talking about health, and you had to put your glasses on to read it. So it sounds like, I mean, I would guess that if you have access to this and it's super effective, that you'd have perfect health and perfect eyesight and all of that. So why is it that?
Because the frequencies from computers ruin my eyesight.
Yeah.
If I stay away from computers and take my vitamin A like I should, I don't need glasses. But when I start looking at a computer, and I've been looking at this for, 5 or 10 minutes, my eyesight starts to fade. And if there's something in the blip in the computer, we think it's phosphorus, that is somehow messing up my eyesight. My glasses have gotten less strong over the years, and that is really unusual because I'm in my 60s.
So it sounds like your health has been helped by this, and I wish people were calling in to have questions, because I'm running out of questions to ask you. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So, and what is, there was someone who, I think it was multiple sclerosis, he was helped by this program. So how does the bioacoustics help someone with something like MS?
Okay, we just did another project on multiple sclerosis, but I think the case you're talking about is also up on YouTube, and it's Dr. Russ Rudy. He's an emergency room doctor from the local Fairfield Hospital here. He came to us in a scooter, diagnosis of MS, and we looked at his print, and it did not match any of the templates we had for MS. We said, we think you have a spinal injury, and that's what's killing the nerves in your legs. And we looked at that, and sure enough, he had a spinal injury. He had a tumor. They were able to remove that, and then we used periaxin and stearic acid frequencies to help him regrow his nerves from the waist down, and that's impossible. Yes, it took a long time from Thanksgiving of 1 year to May the next year, but if you consider that those nerves were not supposed to regenerate at all, that's a miracle, and that's why we call some of this miracles of non-medicine. He's also on that CD that we sent you, and he's on a lot of the free CDs that are on Nutrasounds.com.
So, Sherry, we have a caller on the line, and she has a question.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, caller. What's your question? Hello, are you there? Oh, it sounds like maybe she got disconnected. So if you were that caller, please try calling back and we'll put you right on the air. So yes, that was the doctor I was talking about who suffered from MS and was...
Well, he came in, we took his vocal prints and gave him frequencies, and then when he didn't like those frequencies anymore, which is what we want, because it means that his body's up and running and making them, then he comes back about once every 3 months or so, more in the beginning, and we check him out and see what's going on. His hospital did send him to us when he was in a car accident and couldn't use his little finger. It was just stuck. It took us about 20 minutes because we already know the frequencies for the finger. It's on video on YouTube, and we were able to get that finger fully functional, but the computer said, you need to look at troponin for this person because there's a problem with the heart. The heart muscle has been damaged. And his wife was in the car with him in this accident where those bags exploded in their face. And we tested her, and sure enough, both of them had troponin as a problem. And we said to him, you need to go back to the hospital and have them check your heart. And sure enough, there was damage. The computer caught it where the emergency room did not. So it's that kind of thing that these computer systems can do. But at the same time we've created these computer systems for the public, we have created a problem because more people want their voice done than we have people trained to do it. So we really need people who want to be trainers and teachers and that can learn this. We do classes every month for groups of people, groups of doctors, groups of belly dancers and realtors who want to do this. And we do different kinds of classes. We do full week classes to learn to do all of it. We do nutrition, just muscles, just swine flu. There's a swine flu class coming up next week. But one of my pet projects, and I will give this computer program away to anybody who wants to do this, and I'll give the program away, is I'm really interested in post-traumatic stress disorder. The soldiers that are coming back, 1 in 5 is attempting suicide. I want that stopped. So I created a computer program, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, so that these soldiers, if they're in your community, can be tested and see if there's any nutrients, any brain chemicals, if there's any way that we can help them integrate back into their community, into their families more readily.
That's interesting. PTSD seems to keep coming up with war veterans. A couple weeks ago, I had David Berselli, author of the Revolutionary Trauma Release Process. He was on the show, and he works with veterans. And yesterday on the show that I co-host on Blog Talk Radio, Illuminating Souls, there was another veteran on, and he is doing emotional freedom technique for veterans, and now you're doing this program. So it seems like PTSD is really coming to the forefront. You know, I'm hearing about it constantly, so it must really be a big issue right now. And I know it is for people who suffer from PTSD, but the fact that it keeps coming up and I'm hearing so much about it, it must mean something.
I would like to do a class with hundreds or even thousands of people in it so that we could go out in mass and help people who have depression and anxiety and because they've been raped or shot or held up or beat by their husband. I just think this is a national epidemic and people don't know how to cope, and I want to help.
Wonderful. Well, again, it's time for another break, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're talking with Sherry Edwards. She is from Sound Health. Vocalprofiling.com is the website. And if you have a question you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com with your question. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, and I hope that you are bundling up really tight and warm because it is cold. Well, for Vancouver, it's cold, and wherever you are, unless you're in Australia or somewhere warm like that, where it's summer now, right? Anyway, if you're in a place where it's winter, you're probably really cold right now. And remember to be thankful for the fact that you have a warm place to live and a warm coat. I was so grateful for my lovely warm coat this morning as I was shuffling out the door, freezing cold, and was able to stay fairly warm in my coat. So I'm really thankful for that. And just take a moment today to think about what you are thankful for in your life and just one or two of the bajillions of things that you have to be thankful for. So just take a moment and appreciate that. Thank you for being with me today. So we have Sherry Edwards on the show. We're talking about human bioacoustic vocal profiling and bioacoustic biology. She is at vocalprofiling.com. And Sherry, we just have a couple minutes left in the show. So I'm wondering, I want to give you the opportunity to say anything that you feel that needs to be said that I haven't asked about.
Okay, I think the people are ready to hear what is inside themselves and about their integrity and being authentic. I think the movie The Secret showed us that we can do that through our own thoughts, but people really don't know what they really want. And so this computer program that we're offering allows them to go inside where The Secret said, whatever you want is yours, just by asking, just by thinking, just by your intention. But what if what you want is your neighbor's wife? You know, you're treading on somebody else's stuff, and the universe can't mean it that that's what you really want, and you don't really mean it. You just think that's it, and we can help people go to their core without all the shoulds and oughts and peer pressure, and to be authentic. And I think that's what I want for everyone,
and that's why we're prepared to give this away and train people to use it.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much. And again, it's vocalprofiling.com. You listed a few websites, so can you remind us of those again, where you can download the program?
That's nanovoice, N-A-N-O, voice.org. And then there's all kinds of videos and charts and stuff and where you can get your free vocal print on Nutrasound.com. And if you want to attend one of these free classes, it's just class@vocalprofiling.com. Or if people want to write to me, it's Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air, Sherry on air, @gmail.com.
And you also, you have a show on Blog Talk Radio, don't you?
We do on Sunday at 1 Eastern Time. We're going to be talking to someone about the Templar information, the Holy Grail, the Da Vinci Code ideas of this Holy Grail information, because what we are working with here has been identified by Sylvia Franck, the author of the Holy Grail, Tree of Life and the Holy Grail, as Templar information, and how it's really going to change the planet and put a new face on medicine.
Wonderful. So, and the name of your show on Blog Talk is what?
Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease.
Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease. You can search for it on Blog Talk Radio if you're interested in hearing more about that. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for being a guest on Synchronicity.
My pleasure.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye now.
Thank you. So that was Sherry Edwards. Again, you can check out vocalprofiling.com. And if you want to listen to the podcast of this show, it'll be up on CITR.ca later in the next couple hours, as well as spiritualshow.com. You can go to the past episodes section of my website there. And again, I want to thank you so much. Next week is going to be the last show of the year, and we're going to have Reverend Julie. She's from the minister. She's the minister at the Unity Church in White Rock, BC, which is just outside of Vancouver. And she is, I don't know what she's going to be talking about. We'll have to find out next week. So definitely tune in, and that will be the last show of 2009 for Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And if you celebrate Hanukkah, it starts tonight at sundown, according to my calendar. So I want to wish you and your family and friends a wonderful and happy Hanukkah, a wonderful and happy holiday season for whatever holiday and traditions that you celebrate. And always remember to keep, as we were talking with Rabbi Shai Specht last week, remember that inner light that shines within. Next time you light a candle, that's what it represents, the eternal light when you're lighting the candles of the menorah. So I want to leave you with that, and I hope that you have a wonderful, joyful, prosperous weekend and a wonderful holiday season. Here is Surya with Order to the Chaos. Up next is Scotty Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And I'm left out. Shri Bhagavate.